Hello and welcome to a festive edition of the Essex League Cricketer podcast. Merry Christmas, boys. How, Phil?
How are you, mate?
This is take number five of our intro.
Why is it?
We've rolled off 12 episodes of flawless intros, and we can't hold it together for one intro.
Why can't we hold it together, Phil?
It might come out in the outtakes, mate.
Probably best I don't say. Yeah. Save it for an outtake.
What have we all got planned for Christmas then?
Go on, Phil. I want to know what a northerner does at Christmas. Apart from hitting next sales on Boxing Day.
Well, I went to the pub on Saturday. Fell out with my missus afterwards.
Yep. Do you want to apologise live on air?
Yeah, I'd like to apologise for my behaviour.
She grovelling apology.
Yeah, she drops all the presents round here. She's not happy, but we managed to sort it out. So we are having a nice family Christmas, Bill. That's what I will be doing, and nice. I will not be going to the pub again because it always goes sideways.
What have you got her for Christmas, Bill?
Oh, you can't say, can you?
I can't say yet.
She ain't going to be listening to this.
She might listen.
We'll post it on the 26th.
Turkey, Phil?
Yeah.
Turkey?
Turkeys, family, few beers. Now, I've cooked last couple of years, so I've had to stay sober because I didn't want to mess the cooking up. Obviously, it's big pressure. If you've ever cooked at Christmas, you'll know. You really don't want to mess it up and ruin everybody's day. So I didn't drink at all. So this year, I'm going to have a few beers.
Good man.
What about board games, Billy?
Board games. It's not a tradition in the Roan household, board games. So, no, they won't be going on in my household. Although, I'm not having Christmas with my family. I'm with the Mrs. family this year. We're alternating.
Is this the first time? Or?
No, it's the third time, I think, mate. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Are you looking forward to it?
I am, mate. Yeah, it should be nice.
Excellent. Nice. Yeah, I haven't got much planned. Just family.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty standard stuff.
Yeah, no tear-ups like in Philip's household.
Office dues? How were they?
Yeah.
Phil?
Mine's the 6th of January. We're at 7th of January, haven't it? On the Tuesday we get back.
Shock, right. 50% off in Jan, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why.
The venue's half price, didn't
you? I think everybody was too busy.
Well, it was Weatherspoon shut.
We're actually going to some posh Indian restaurant in Manchester, Hinnoom or something like that.
Dishoom. Get a few down here, mate. Yeah, some posh Indian.
Dishoom.
Yeah. There's a chain, mate.
That's like the Prezzo of Indian.
Is it decent?
It's nice, mate.
No, it is good, yeah. Breakfast banging in there.
If you want the lamb, mate, you have to order it now.
Do you?
It's 1 week. It takes a week to cook. They cook it at like 5 degrees, mate, so it just falls off the bone.
You get queues for that place down here. You probably won't get it up there.
Yeah, somebody said you can't book in. You just have to queue up. So yeah. Be interesting. I'm sure we can have a few beers before we go in, get our appetites up.
I don't think they do pints, though, Phil. They
Is it Kingfisher?
Lal 2 fans. It's the one I like.
Right. What have we got this week? Big Bash.
December's a good month for cricket, mate.
Very good, isn't it?
Started a Big Bash, England, South Africa, always a good series. I don't get to watch a lot of the Big Bash, to be honest. I'm not a BT subscriber, so I don't get to watch it.
Do you want to use my login?
Good to you, mate. Yeah, yeah.
Alfie, remember who I work for. Let's not have sharing BT logins, please, so I don't have to report you.
Why don't you share yours?
Because I don't want to get sacked.
Do you get discount, Phil?
Do you get discount? Yeah.
You get free internet and you get free BT Sport. Yeah, as you should do.
Mate. Well, nothing else to get, is there, from BT?
Yeah, you don't get many more benefits.
You don't need
nowadays.
A landline.
You get free calls on your landline.
No, you don't.
Get free faxes.
A landline, Bill? When was the last time Indian call centres saying that BT got to cut my internet off, and then I swear at them and tell them I work for them, and go away.
That's it, mate.
Go away is probably very mild, actually, to be fair.
Yeah.
Normally say see you next Tuesday, but anyway. I can't get you free BT.
Are you one to share your status with the person online? Do you tell them how high up you are in BT?
No. No, I'm not a complete see you next Tuesday, Alf. I'm a pretty big one, but not a complete.
Moving on then, what do you think of the bat toss, Billy, Phil?
I think they should,
Do you know what we're talking about, Phil? For a start.
Yeah, of course I do. I think they should get up one of those like duels you get, you know, where you sit with a silly like massive earbuds and try and knock each other off. Just sit on one of them. Set one of them up in the middle and smash each other with the bats until something falls off. Yeah, and whoever the winner is, they get to choose what they want to do.
It's a big toss, mate. I mean, I don't know if it's worth it in 2020, mate. I don't know if it's that big a decision to battle bowl first, but it will certainly liven things up. With wooden bats as well. Not the foam pewter sticks.
No, with bats.
I'd like to see Chris Lingard against someone like Matthew Wade.
Who'd be the best at that?
Put him out of the ground.
Who are you backing?
Cornwall. Raheem Cornwall would probably be the best, wouldn't he?
You reckon? You reckon he's got the leg strength to stay on the platform.
The keepers would do well, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
The tall guys are fucked.
Or would you go with some of Billy Stanlake, long reach?
Mate, you're too windy up there, you fall off.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah, you'd take the legs out, wouldn't you? Yeah, Matt Wade's a good shout.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
Would you do it into a pool of sharks?
Yeah, do it off the coast of Durban.
Stoinis?
Yeah, Stoinis. Yeah, but I think pipes for show, legs for dough.
Yeah, don't get to see the old pins with the cricketers, do you?
I don't know. Jason Roy's got some of the best calves flying around.
Has he?
Yeah, I've never understood why cricketers aren't allowed to wear shorts. You know they play when it's absolutely roasting, and yet you've got to wear full white trousers.
Nothing worse than grass.
Yeah, I was going to say, mate. It's good effort with doing the slides.
But golfers aren't allowed to wear shorts either. It's just one of those.
Do you think it's a respect thing rather than
mate? Yeah.
Yeah, respect for the knees. Yeah, it's a good question, Phil, but I think, I don't know, we've moved that way with the numbers and the names on the back of Test shirt, so why not bring in short shorts?
What are the ratios with the bat toss? Is it coming out fairly even? Is it working? Is it?
To be honest, I don't know. I think we're too early to get the statistics. Yeah. It's only the second year.
They're not equal sides, so they're not going to go through the air evenly, you wouldn't
so
think,
they spin
would
it,
you?
Or they just chuck it up in the air?
They spin it and chuck it up in the air. Last year, someone got hit. Yes, someone threw it 45 degrees.
Ranjit Madigali, the Madra 3.
It's not even heads, is it? It's roofs.
Roofs.
Yeah, roofs and flats.
That's just the thing, isn't it, really? People changing something for a gimmick that has absolutely no need to be changed.
But we're talking about it, and 5 minutes of this podcast is going to be spent on it. And
we spoke about it,
and we've revamped it. We've got the gladiator-style duel.
Yeah, duel.
I think that's a fantastic idea, Phil. Should write in. Well, they're probably
introduced
anyway.
To the 100, mate. But I'll tell you one thing they have got, I reckon could work, is the pool, mate, on the sidelines.
How good is the pool deck in Brisbane, Phil?
Is that the way you're sitting there having a few beers?
In the pool, yeah.
Yeah, it's the way forward, isn't it, really? Cricket should just have a massive infinity pool all the way round where you can just chill out.
The Lazy River.
Yeah,
Old
Trafford, mate. You ain't that go down well?
Lazy River, where you can boot kids' heads on the way past as you float down and get in your way. Well, sorry, mate. Sorry, was that an insight into my mind, Dan?
Yeah,
what do you reckon your lap to stellar ratio would be, Phil?
Fucking about 7, mate. If you, depends how
lap?
Fast it is.
A lap?
Yeah, it's thirsty work sitting in those dinghies, keeping your balance and not falling through the middle, isn't it? So,
would you turn to get your back red, or are you just going to go full red summit? Or not up north, but...
Yeah. You'd have a problem with sunburn. That's a big problem. The lazy pool, the lazy river, would suddenly go from white to orange to red within about 3 hours, wouldn't it? It would look great, to
what,
be sure.
What session is the running bomb coming out, Phil? What session are we going?
I reckon in between lunch and tea, I think that's when the carnage kicks off.
Yeah.
Phil's drop kicking kids.
Yeah, kids are getting drop kicked for getting in the way or getting mowed. What? Birds.
Or the spear into the pool.
Yeah.
The RKO. What about the Dudley brothers?
Oh, yeah. That would probably come out, I reckon, after tea. That's quite punchy, that is.
We won't bring Chris Benoit into it.
No.
Straight away. Birds are getting hit on from every direction by Essex suplex. Boys after about 2 Stellas.
Yep. Can you imagine? See, in Australia, it's obviously a way of life out there, but you know, when you've got a predominantly male audience at the cricket... and you're getting girls, skimpy little bikinis, in the pool. I reckon that's going to go downhill.
I reckon Wayne Lineker will be floating around on a boat.
Hello, ladies. I'm going to send some drinks over in a minute. Rehypno Lineker. Sending those orange cups over. He put his little potions in there.
Phil, would you go budgie smugglers or would you go shorts? Or pants? Or would you go pants? The Budweisers. The Budweiser
fancy
pants.
Dress, that's an interesting one.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Phil? Dick stickers?
I could only wear shorts. I don't think budgie smugglers are acceptable.
Why not?
In 2019, unless you're foreign, are they? Unless you're European.
Yeah, but you embrace it, though. It's not acceptable to dress up as the Ultimate Warrior in normal life, but at the cricket, anything goes, mate.
Don't tell me people in Essex and down south have started wearing budgie smugglers again now.
What? It's fucking winter, mate.
No, at the pool or on holiday, Essex lads wearing budgie smugglers?
Well, I've not been to many pool parties lately, mate.
If I had the rig and the pipe, I'd probably do it. I got neither.
I know a few people would. Therein lies the problem for most of us, Alf, really, doesn't it? It's more to do with the pipe rather than the rig. I would be arsed if my belly was hanging out if I had a 17-inch cock fucking filling it out.
Well, it'd be hanging out, Phil, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Scaring kids and fucking women out of the infinity pool floating around like Ron Jeremy.
At least you'd be able to steer your way around with that rudder. What would you expect to find in this pool, hypothetically, if we had it over here? Because in Australia, it looks pretty clean.
There'd be piss everywhere, wouldn't there? There'd be piss.
Well,
there'd
be
used condoms.
Empty bags of coke.
Do you reckon at the cricket? It would be disgusting. I'd say it's slim pickings, mate.
I don't know, mate.
And I think you're just getting onions, gravy.
Onions.
Yeah, mate, from burgers and that. I don't think you're getting any sort of bad stuff in there. I think you're just getting just normal day-to-day. The odd sausage roll.
It'd be good.
Detritus.
Cucumber sandwich. Lord's cucumber sandwich.
It'd
a few champagne corks.
To stand there at the end with a big old net and see what you fish out. You'd have found some good stuff up in Headingley, wouldn't you?
Fuck me, yeah.
That's what I mean. They'd be fishing out little button bags, wouldn't you? Constantly. Those little bags you get spare buttons in with your suit.
Yeah.
It's just fucking everywhere.
Yeah,
graceful.
Do you reckon there's anything else we can take from the Big Bash and bring it over here?
Some of the players.
The players have been doing all right. Our English boys have been, they've performed so far. Tom Banton's whacking it.
Is he?
He just hits the ball fucking miles.
Harry Gurney's over there again, isn't he?
He just does well.
I know, yeah. Tom Curran, James Vince is doing all right.
Chris Jordan's actually started to go at less than 10 and over.
Okay.
Some of the English boys are doing well. Don't know. There's one guy, Gleeson. Does he play over here?
Yeah, he plays for Lancashire.
He's got a moody
accent. He's good. He's quick as well, but he's always injured. Always injured.
Do you reckon you'd get a gig over there, Phil?
In the under-15s Big Bash, I might be able to hold my own.
With those speedos on.
not in the adults one. But how good is Tom Banton though? He's a real prospect, isn't he? He's really excited about
him. He's massive. I can't wait for him to get picked in the test side, average 4, and then we slate him the next week.
Yeah. I think England will just move away from picking one day players. I just think they're just going to pick, they're going to carry on picking players who can't play on the offside, don't play on the leg side. Let's just pick players who just got one shot through leg side and just bat 100 balls for 10 runs.
I mean, that's the way it's going, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
What have we got? So I've seen during the week, a lot of people are picking their best side of the decade.
Oh, England side.
England side of the decade. And yeah, there's some good names in there. And you realise how far south we've gone since the likes of Kevin Peterson and Strauss, etc.
We're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that. No, we've managed to whittle out some of the worst players over the year.
Phil, did you do any research, mate? Did you get any shockers in there?
Yeah. I mean,
let's hear them.
God. No, well, the thing is, you can't, it's difficult to remember the people who failed because you subconsciously erase them from your memory, don't you? But, I mean, one of my favourites who I was at, where did I go? Durham, Nottinghamshire. And his dad was an absolute bell end, like sleazing on all these like reception girls as you came into the main pavilion.
Sounds like a legend.
Samit Patel.
Oh really?
Yeah, I don't like the guy for some reason. I don't know him, so I don't know what his personality is like. But he's just, because he's never bothered to try and actually be an athlete and actually make an effort.
Fucking hell, that's rich.
Unlike us, Phil.
No, but yeah, we don't get paid fucking 100 grand a year, or could get paid 100 grand a year to play for England, do we?
Well, not for cricket,
he's,
anyway.
He's just a waste of a cricket. He's a waste man. Just a waste of
a waste man.
He's a waste man.
He's a waste man.
Yeah, he's basically squandered a proper international career because he couldn't be asked to get in shape. So
I'll tell you what, that reminds me of a couple of players who played for England and then retired a couple of years later from cricket to pursue other... work avenues.
Chris Tremlett's chassis. Oh my god.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him one of the worst. But I tell you, I've got a couple of names here. I don't know if you'll remember these, Phil. Do you remember Zafar Ansari?
Yeah, he wasn't that bad. He actually bowled quite well, didn't he? And then never came back.
Yeah, he averaged 10 and 62 with a ball.
Oh right. Fair enough. I'm sure
test.
I remember taking a free test match, like mate. That.
Did he play three tests?
Yeah.
In India.
And then next year retired from cricket and become a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, I know it. I know. His picture's just come into my mind now. Because he's got like an Asian name, but he was a white guy, wasn't he?
He's a Jewish fella. Yeah, he's Jewish.
Yeah.
Guy.
Jewish, yeah. There you go.
Zafar Ansari.
I thought he was a really good cricketer.
Yeah, he was.
He went up all through the age groups, did well for Surrey, played for England
in
India.
Why did he stop playing? Did he hurt his finger or something?
No, he'd become a lawyer.
No, but he dropped out of the England side because I think he had a broken finger.
He might have broke his finger, but then retired because he'd done it all in cricket, what he wanted to do. And then
fair play.
He's a clever lad, went to Cambridge or Oxford.
Why put yourself through it?
And then there's another one. I don't know if you two remember this. Do you remember a guy called Alex Loudon, Phil?
No.
No, I don't either, Bill.
No.
Yeah, I think he might have played one or two one-dayers, but he was hailed as a guy who was going to become our mystery spinner, and he bowled a douchera. Like me and Alfie used to do in the nets. You know when you walk up bowling off spin, then you just bowl a leg spinner. And that's the douchera. That's what he used to bowl.
How many games did he play then?
I think he played one or two ODIs.
Did they pick him?
What?
The batsman.
I don't know if he bowled it, actually. I don't know if he had the balls to bowl it. He bowled it in county cricket, but I'm not sure if he bowled it in
the
ODIs.
That just proves you can talk your way into any team.
Well, if you're a mystery spinner...
He was posh as fuck, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I think he retired to be a city boy, now. Yeah.
Who else we got, Bill?
There's a few. I mean,
Boyd Rankin?
Tom Wesley, surely, being Essex boys. What?
Yeah, well, we're always going to back our Essex boys. And I'll tell you what, though, he played well against all the touring sides. He always got hundreds against Australia, Sri Lanka. And did he get a good crack? I mean, when you're.
He only had five matches, didn't
exactly.
He
played against South Africa, where you have Philander,
Morkel.
Was Rabada. It? I mean, that's a pretty hard baptism of fire, mate. And when you look at someone like Keaton Jennings, who is definitely one of the worst, I actually listened to a clip on YouTube from Bob Willis. God rest his soul. Shout out to Bob Willis.
Big up, Bob Willis.
Is he dead?
Phil, you're joking me, mate.
Shut up, Phil.
You're joking. He passed away a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't know he was dead.
What, you live under a rock?
You do a cricket podcast.
It's football season, lads, isn't it?
You do a cricket podcast, yeah? And you play cricket for half your life, yeah? And you didn't know Bob Willis, the legend, had passed away.
No. Oh, who else God. Is dead?
Bob Woolmer.
Anybody else gone over the winter?
Bob Woolmer.
Don Bradman passed away 25 years ago.
The Titanic sunk.
quite a few people.
Mate, what is wrong with you?
We've had more important matters with the election, haven't we, lads, and cricket, so I've been able to have my mind on other things.
Erection?
Yeah, the erections. that's Chinese, but no, I can't say that. Right, anyway, let's go.
So I think that's a bit harsh, Phil, to be fair. I think there's worse players than Wesley.
God rest him. Hey, Bill, God rest him.
Wesley, as far as I know, mate, he's... He's all healthy,
and,
mate.
Alive
and
kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
just started pre-season with Essex, mate. I'm just talking about it's a bit harsh to put him in there. I'd, like I said, I've I'll throw another name at you. Who played ODI cricket in Australia and slog swept Glenn McGrath, or tried to. Do you remember a guy called Mal Loy?
Yeah, I do, for Lancashire, yeah.
Yeah, he opened the batting for England in ODIs.
He swept Brett Lee for six, though, and that's his... That's his biggest claim to fame.
Yeah, right? Again, I wouldn't mind averaging six.
what about Simon Kerrigan? He had the all-time worst ever debut, didn't he? Was never seen again.
Well, again, pretty... Yeah, I mean, but then I'm sure he'll say... He's another one who's not playing cricket anymore, but, I mean, I'm sure he'll say it was the wrong time to pick him, and was he ready? They just bunged... It was the last test match of the Ashes. The series was won. They gave debuts to Kerrigan and Wokes, it was just a bit of a mess.
He proper got the yips, didn't he? Couldn't keep his head.
Well, yeah,
that was the worst case.
We've all done it, mate.
What about I've lost my chat. Oh yeah, if Shane Warne had only played one Test match, we'd probably be adding him to this list if he was English.
Yeah, he didn't have the best of starts.
Naught for 100 and something against Pakistan.
I'll tell you what though, Phil, going back to your Samit Patel selection, just purely on the fact you don't like him, throwing Gareth Batty in there, mate.
Yeah.
He was part of Brian Lara's record-breaking 400.
And he's...
And he averaged about, I think he was pushing 60s with the ball.
I think that's how old he is now, and he's still bowling, isn't he?
I reckon they could have flown him out there to South Africa now. They've put Don Bess on the plane, haven't they? Is that another bad one, Don Bess?
I think give him the benefit of the doubt because he's young. He was only 21, wasn't he? And he did.
He got 50 as
well. He got
50
as well. Like, he showed a bit.
Didn't get any wickets.
But off spinners are shit, aren't they? How many good off spinners have there ever been that just bowl genuine off spin?
It's probably a bit harsh, seeing as some of these players, they get picked to go on tours of India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan.
Yeah, they drop them into the
you never see him again. You never see him again. Hardest place to bowl.
Let's take an 18-year-old spinner or a 19-year-old spinner to India. And see how he gets on.
Yeah, see how he goes with Delhi Belly and bowling 100 overs for 400.
Boyd Rankin?
Yeah, straight away. Now, am I going mad, or does Boyd Rankin play for Ireland now?
He does, yeah.
Yeah, ODI. Yeah. Well, he played for Ireland, then he played
smashed
for England.
He smashed us, didn't he, in the test? He blew England away, didn't he?
No, that's Tim Murta.
Tim Murta, there you go. I was confused too. Yeah, fucking knew it.
One's short and got black hair and bowls 40 mile an hour. The other one's ginger and 8 foot tall and pikey.
Well, don't know about his background, mate, but he weren't a good England cricketer.
Right, moving on.
That's sorted, mate.
We've got England's test and... Well, actually, we've got their tour of South Africa coming up. Starts very soon, doesn't it? Boxing Day, I think.
Boxing Day is the best tour. One of the best tours, mate. I do like the South African tours.
So happy to see the Phoenix rise as well in James Anderson. I wrote him off, didn't I, in the summer, but the lad's obviously just super fit. The guy's a medical marvel, and long may it continue.
Let's see him. Obviously, he's got to get picked first. I mean, like I said, you didn't pick him, Phil. Actually, I think you didn't pick Jofra Archer or a spinner, actually.
you pick Jimmy Anderson if he's fit. Simple as that.
Yeah.
If he's fit, you pick him. He's a world beater.
Mark Wood's out there as well. I'd like to see him, although they say he's not going to be fit for the first couple, but which I suppose will be the series deciders, because you know how a series is going to go in the first one or two. But it was good last year when he came in and he bowled gas, didn't he? Was it Barbados? Or I can't remember where it
Barbados,
was.
He
added a bit of energy to that bowling attack, because they have looked a bit fucking...
It's a funny series, New Zealand. They just didn't look like they were interested.
Two test series with four people watching.
Yeah.
It's just a weird one. Like, New Zealand are a good
shit
side.
Shit pitches as well. Shit pitches. Yeah, shit ball.
Yeah. What was the second one? A draw, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think they were 200 for two, walk off. Nice.
Yeah, it was...
But I guarantee if Australia were out there, they would have took 20 wickets.
Well, Australia got one of the best bowling attacks in the world. Probably, if not the best, in terms of the seamers.
Yes, yeah,
India could rival them, but you know, when Stark, like, who doesn't always get in the team, and he's got a record and a strike rate up there with the best. Pat Cummins is just an absolute machine. Josh Hazlewood, who's injured actually, they're gonna have to replace him on Boxing Day.
Yeah, but they got about 10 replacements.
Well, they're Pete Siddle.
Yeah, but why not?
Yeah, he's never let them down, has he? And no. They're playing at playing at the MCG as well, which is going to be a draw. Both teams are going to get 800. There's going to be nothing in the pitch. So
I love how Warner's gone back and scored 1,000 runs in fucking four innings or whatever.
It's a shame he didn't get the record, actually. I was gutted for him. 3-3-5 declared. Unlucky son.
Do you reckon he would have got it, Phil? You probably didn't see.
I didn't watch it, mate.
He got 300.
And 35.
Which is 300 more than he got over here.
Yeah, but do you know how, like, they declared after he got one more run than Bradman's high score?
Like, and then some people were saying that
he should have done
that. He shouldn't have done it. What the fuck?
Well, it's bad either way. Like, you've let him get, like, one more than Bradman, then you're going to declare. It's like, what, is that the pinnacle? When Matt Hayden has got 375, 380.
That's why I don't understand it.
Like, that's just Tim Payne for you. Like, he's just a knob, isn't he?
You're not his biggest fan, Bill, are you?
He's nicking a test career, he is. Absolutely.
Checking in your prime, you could do a similar job. I reckon you could.
Australia, mate. You do have a lot of time to take the ball in Australia. But it does come at you at pretty decent lick as well. And it is 42 degrees over there at the moment as well.
I'd love to see you.
Billy, you would be covered head to toe in sweat, wouldn't you, after about 10 overs?
Well, I think you would as well, mate, after 42 degrees. I might have to
around after 19 bacon sandwiches for breakfast. It would be a fucking mess.
At least you'd lose some of that shit shazzy, Phil. You might be able to see your fucking knob in those dick sticks.
I'd definitely be wearing the sleeveless cricket shirt, mate.
Or the MS Dhoni.
I'd definitely get the guns out.
The MS Dhoni, the short sleeve jumper, would you wear that out there?
I don't know.
He wears it regardless.
Does he?
Yeah, MS Dhoni always wears it.
42 degrees though, mate. Fuck.
You'd be flapping around like David De Gea.
I'd like to have kept in Australia. I think they say it's one of the easiest places to keep wicket, so yeah, I would have done a decent job. I would have got more runs in Payne, I know that. Especially against that juicy Pakistan bowling attack, mate.
What about that 14-year-old bowling 95 mile an hour?
Well,
Another one, mate.
For
the list.
Yeah, exactly.
What about, I know we've not put it on the agenda as such, but what about the IPL? Have you looked at the IPL bids and what people have gone for and stuff like that?
Well, they've done the auction.
Yeah, 1.7 million.
So you know about the IPL auction.
Yeah, but that just shows.
And who went for what, but you didn't know Bob Willis had died.
No, mate. I thought he's not been on Sky for a bit, to be fair. But, I didn't know. But the IPL...
So you even watched Sky as well?
I like the IPL more than the Big Bash.
Nah, mate.
Fuck off.
I'm not having the IPL, mate. It's like
the IPL is the most corrupt bollocks tournament. Yeah. It's brilliant for players. If I was a youngster, I'd be doing anything I can to learn how to bowl a Dushra and a Karambol or whatever. Yeah. Get yourself over there.
I mean, I'm not a fan of the what's the sponsor? The timeout thing they do. I get some of my tits.
That noise.
The strategic timeout.
Yeah.
They have. Like, how are they still persevering with that?
I'd like to see Phil win a strategic timeout. Yeah.
What would you do in your strategic timeout, Phil?
Have a snout.
And a purse.
Put on an acker.
Yeah, put on an acker, have a snout.
One lap on the lazy river.
Glenn Maxwell, 1.15 million, right? I thought he was having a break from cricket.
He's playing again. He got a few runs every day, didn't he?
I'd come out of retirement for that, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, you would, to be fair. What happened? Does anybody know what actually happened with Glenn Maxwell?
No, I don't follow him, really. He annoys me. He just should do so much better, but he's nearly 30 years old now. I don't know, maybe he's just that player, isn't he? He's just going to average 30, but his strike rate's going to be 4,000.
Yeah, but there's plenty of cricketers like that around the world who unbelievable 2020 cricket, but couldn't cut it at Test cricket.
No, I'm not saying Test cricket. I'm saying that in ODI and ODI more so.
Yeah, littered. I mean, but that's the thing, he's got so much talent. Why couldn't he transfer into the Test match scene? You know, they're crying out for a number 6, Australia.
That's the difference crying out for you it. And him, Bill. That's why you'll be at the top.
That's it, mate.
who else, Phil? Because you obviously are clued up on this. Who else went for big cash? I think Jason Roy went for 100 grand, which I see as a bargain.
Yeah, he went for the lowest. I think Tom Curran went for 100 grand. I think Sam Curran had a
500
had a
for
pay
Sam.
Cut.
Banton?
He had a pretty cut. I don't know about Banton, actually. I should look at it.
Well, Sam Curran might have been on...
a retainer.
He got bought last year, so they tend to stick him on two-year deals.
He got released.
Sam Curran got 500,000. Definitely. I do remember.
And they love a left.
That.
They love a left armer, mate.
And they love someone who does well against India.
Yeah.
So right, well, Curran was on 800. I'm just looking now. Curran was on 800 grand, and he's been signed for 590 this year. What's his face? Owen Morgan's got gone for 563k.
Lovely.
That's a hell of a lot of money, isn't it? Really?
I think that's expensive.
Great. I don't know.
Unless
Tom Bantam's
he's captaining.
Yeah, skipper.
Yeah. No, Tom Bantam didn't go for that much. He it's just get your foot in the door stuff.
Archer.
No, he weren't the big one. Cummins went for like 2 mil.
Availability.
1.7. Maxwell 1.15. Chris Morris 1.1.
Chris
Morris is a good 2020 player, man.
I think his best days behind him.
Good looking bloke as well.
Is he?
Sheldon Cottrell, 900 grand.
Sheldon Cottrell?
It's worth it for the salute, though, isn't it?
Are you kidding me? Left armour again, mate.
Nathan Coulter-Nile, 860.
Yeah, he whacks him as well. I think Pat Cummins is... Is he that good at 20? He don't even play 2020 cricket often.
Yeah,
he's the best bowler in the world at the moment, isn't he? But
take wickets in T20.
I think the most valuable player is Sunil Narayan. He opens a bat in. He has a strike rate of about 300, and no one can fucking hit him. What else do you want other than Pat Cummins' eyes and Nathan Coulter-Nile's rig?
How much did he go for in Narayan?
I don't know. He's probably on a retainer, isn't he?
He's got a dodgy Barnet, though, isn't he?
Is that enough for the IPL?
He's got Chris Kamara Tash as well.
That's rich, isn't it? Lucky this is something on radio.
Yeah, mate. It's you last podcast, mate.
Yeah, but we're out of November, son.
Got a little twiddlers.
You got anything else to add on the IPL, Phil? Because we can move on from that shit.
No, done.
Right, we've had a couple of questions. One's long-winded, so we'll start with a shorter one. I think you'll both have a lot to say on these, which is good. This is from Paulie One on Twitter. My missus has bought me a new stick for Christmas. Do I marry her?
What bat is it first?
He's left out ahead. Well, I suppose you don't know because it's for Christmas.
Oh, good. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
You couldn't fucking send your missus to get a bat for Christmas as well. She'd come back from JJB Sports. £40.
Because you need to. We've all been there in the cricket show, haven't we? We've done like shots that we'd never play. Outdoors,
we all
done, for defensive to start, and then there's little flick shots.
What's the most savage shot you've seen in a cricket shop?
Well, there's a pretty,
some
pretty decent cricket shop
well.
Near me, and I've seen a few Asian boys in there play some outrageous sweep shots, mate. I've seen them get on one knee and play sweep shots, little paddles, and then the little Vivius Laxman flicks
with a £4 bat.
Yeah, and in a confined space as well.
Yeah,
like they've nearly taken off the spikes section.
Yeah, Majuri's flying.
Yeah, there's a five pads all over the place.
What do you reckon, Phil? If you sent your missus out to buy you a stick, what do you reckon she'd come back with? And bearing in mind, you've had some of the worst sticks I've ever seen.
Yeah,
a fucking blind stick, probably.
She could come back with anything, though. Cashmere Willow. Let's say that he's given her some sort of criteria and a budget. Still.
Budget, mate. That's a good Christmas present because bats ain't cheap these days, mate.
No, but you're looking...
How much is a cricket bat now?
500 quid for a top one.
Yeah, get ours up there.
I'd get rid of her, mate, if she spent 500 quid on a bat.
50 quid.
What's brilliant is that Paulie One is going to get... Say she is top end. She's got him a £600 stick and he averages 11 this season with a bat and smashes the fence up with it. I want to see.
Do you reckon, because you need a few little stocking fillers, do you reckon...
she give him throwdowns?
Well, no, I was going to say, do you reckon he's bought her, you know, the ball with the stick on the end for her to knock it in throughout the winter?
That's what the rich kids had, mate. Me and Phil had a sock and ball.
Oh, right. Well, no, I had the old...
No, I've got one better than that. I had a homemade bat mallet, Alf, that was a ball that somebody had drilled a hole in and stuck the end of a rake into it. Because they had the make of the rake on the end of it.
So you have to knock it in for about 10 metres away.
Hang on. Yeah, so what sort of leverage are you getting there? There's some good
action
on the ball.
No, somebody chopped the rake down, obviously, but it was a homemade bat mark. To be fair, it lasted for years until someone pinched it.
You have to go in...
Someone nicked it.
Somebody always does, doesn't he? You never own bat mallets for more than a season.
I don't think I've ever
owned... But how are you carrying that, Phil, in your bag? So, like,
It was chopped down, Phil.
I was going to say, like...
Size, no, you had to buy an... was the end of a race.
You had to buy an estate to carry
Phil, I'd say you'd have to go into your back garden like a member of the Unsullied from Game of Thrones and start spearing it like... Like, what's his name? What's the fella's name? Oh, I can't remember.
Grey Worm.
Yeah, Grey Worm.
Grey Worm. The kids down here, the rich kids, have it on the end of a leaf blower.
Or they pay the cricket show, didn't they? £20. They still do that. They offer a
bat
knocking
in service.
I just
pay one of the under 15s to do it for me.
Peter.
Basically.
They're going to go, nice one, mate. Give us 20 quid, you mug, and it's just going to sit in the cupboards.
Dan used to do that. Do you reckon he ever actually knocked it in?
Dan Lawrence of Essex Cricket Club and England Lions.
Yeah, he used to knock everyone's bats in for 20 quid. Did he remember back in the day?
Yeah.
To be fair,
now I might go and ask him for 20 quid, see if he's got anything spare.
Yeah. Another thing that always goes missing, bat cones. Does anyone actually own a bat cone? I think I've owned one for a week.
Again, they go missing. They just seem to vaporise, don't they? Bat cones and bat mallets just to go.
And you never see them again, do you?
No.
I'm going to put a tracker on the next one I have.
Yeah, get one of those tile things. And
attach
it's
like a box, though, isn't
it,
as well? No one's ever had the same box all their career, have they?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I haven't. I have a different one every year.
What do you use it as a soap dish?
Well, like Phil's got the Aikido martial arts box.
No one's nicking that, are they? Got disintegrated by a bowling machine.
They use yours to hand out mints at the local Indian, Phil, as you leave.
Let's
get back to Paul here.
He's going to open it up Christmas Day. So we got to work out what bat is marriage material here. So
Grey Nicks, legend.
Grey Nicks. No, how many grains, Phil?
18.
Boy, that's a soft bit of willow, mate. That is soft.
Yeah. £700.
Hopefully it lasts longer than your relationship, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's it.
It might be symbolic, first game of the season.
Hey, to be fair, though, to Paul's missus, give her credit. At least she's back in his cricket and not getting on his case about it every week.
Or do you reckon that Paul's missus is just trying to get him out of the house so she can get the other Paul round to shadow bat?
Yeah, well, possibly. Possibly.
There's a lot of questions here. I suppose I'm cynical.
What's the marriage material bat for you?
I think I'll go with a woodworm. Retro. What? The flame.
What if she's personalised it? You know, it's like you buy jewellery, don't you?
What, on the back?
Yeah, on the back. with love from...
That's it, you're done though.
From whoever.
Yeah, and she comes to watch you play cricket and the keeper's giving you...
Oh, mate, oh, as a keeper, I'm all over that. like she's actually got... You know where you get the soldering?
She'd burnt it in.
So you can't even sand it down.
I actually, I came back, I think, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And I opened my Christmas presents early. I've been out for Christmas Eve beers. And I opened my presents early and my mum had got me pads, gloves, the lot, everything. So I was naked in my bedroom.
Last year?
This is a couple of years ago. I was still in the 20s anyway. So I've come back. I've fully padded up. And I'm shadow batting at about 3 a.m. in my bedroom.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. Any runs?
A quick 30.
Quick 30.
Yeah, it's 25.
I'm more alarmed that you opened your presents, you spoilt little sod, on Christmas Eve. I'd have gone wild if I was your father, Al.
Oh, mate, I was 24 years old.
You can't do that, mate. Well, Billy, are you in agreement here? Or am I old school? You can't open your presents.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't have opened up my...
I wouldn't have dared, mate.
Nah. I would have guessed. I would have guessed what it was, and I would have gone to sleep and waited for Santa.
It was quite easy to guess a pair of pads, gloves, and a cricket ball, wasn't it?
No, it came in one of those massive boxes.
Did it?
Yeah.
A coffin. You got a coffin.
The coffin's one of the greatest.
I used to have a coffin, mate. A proper plastic one. Red. It was a Lancashire
one. You
and
Bob Willis.
I got off a Lancashire player. It's good. They last for years as well, don't they?
You're a pain in the ass, mate.
Years,
yeah, but
mate.
I just think whoever brings a coffin at the change room sitting next to me, I think, you prick. Like, you can't put it on the... You can't stand it up. Like, you know, I had one of them, the rucksack ones, and that just stands up neatly in the corner. You've got floor space, you've got seating space. With a fucking coffin, it takes up all the space.
It's
and you ain't gonna fill it up
to get
either.
Your gear out of one of them, innit? You have to go diving into it.
I know.
To get...
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you, Mary Poppins, mate.
Are you
lose
one of those who puts his bag on the bench?
Well, I was a corner man, so in the corner, nice. I used to stand it up in the corner, and then...
Is that on the bench, or...?
On the bench, mate, yeah.
Yeah, no, no respect.
Yeah, well, you know, I was a senior pro, mate, in the changing room, so...
What a big shot.
Yeah, well, I was back in the day, yeah, not anymore.
What would it be now? You're a scorer now.
Yeah, I'd be outside, mate. I'd be outside.
Phil, what'd you do? Did you put your bag on the...
Underneath in the corner, mate. I'm a corner man. I am a corner man, and you know, woe betide anybody who takes my corner because they get told to fuck off early doors and get across the room.
But didn't people respect that was your spot and not sitting it?
You have to play, don't they?
I think everybody gravitates to where they always go. But I mean, I've joined a new club now, so I'm having to work my way up the hierarchy.
Yeah, Alf, you're a corner man as well. You had a good spot, actually.
Yeah, I had a good window spot. Yeah.
Is it, you have sofa spot in the corner?
Sofa and window, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Sofas
nice.
In changing rooms. Well, that wasn't a sofa, but we'll go with it. It was comfy.
Yeah, my bag. Yeah, it basically just doubles up as a bed for when somebody's been out on the session night before and don't fancy it and go sleep during the batting innings. That's what sofas and changing
rooms. Yeah, it could tell some stories, that scene area, couldn't it, Dan Lawrence?
Who?
Anyway. Is he going to marry or what? So if he pulls out a Gray Nichols legend, 18
an Excalibur.
As long as he always remembers to pull out, marry her.
And she's going to knock it in as well.
If she gives you throwdowns, sign the deal, mate.
Is she?
Yeah, if she's
is
giving
she
you throwdowns.
Dirty bastard.
Paul, I hope we've answered your question. Right, this one's a bit more long-winded, and this is from Chuckers on Twitter. Right.
What have you asked for, Alf? Fucking year 11 essay submission here.
To be fair, this geezer is in year 11, I think. So, yeah, I'm a bit worried about people like that writing in.
Yeah, I thought we had an age rage on this podcast.
Right, well, hey, Twitter's rules, not mine. Right, dear the Essex League cricketer, I'm struggling to contain myself mentally after a game last September. On that Sunday, my school hosted an open morning. Prior to the game, availability emails were sent out. I responded on my father's behalf, and on top of this, I emailed the deputy headmaster, claiming to have family commitments. After 2 weeks of poor form, I've decided to revert to the half-sleeve cricket shirt borrowed from a classmate to feel less restricted in my run-up and increase comfort through the pop increase. This ended up as a wicketless 8-over spell, including a shelled drop catch at mid-on, as well as a nick behind off one of his no balls. This was soon followed by me running out of batting partners with 16 overs left, the time in which I could have tripled my batting average. Right, there's a couple of questions here. Will the purchase of a club T-shirt and sweater... T-shirt, what? ...offer me any confidence so I can average less than 50 with a ball on a seeming council pitch? Phil, how do I persuade an Alfred Lidless 57-year-old wicketkeeper not to stand up to the stumps, consequently conceding 50 byes the game and dropping two catches off my bowling? Do I quit? Do I move clubs? Decipher that, chaps.
Well, the Lidless geezer, you just tell him to get back because he's shit. Look, you weren't good when you were 20, mate, and you're 57. You can barely see the ball, so fucking stand back. I'm sick of conceding byes. That's him.
Would you say that from the top of your mark?
Well, they're going for
byes. I would say it from the umpire to the other end.
If he don't move, do you beam him?
Probably, Alf, yeah. You may as well.
Well,
no,
got
just
the place
at
for
him.
A start.
Just whenever you pick one up, launch it as hard as you can straight at him, knowing that he's not going to catch it.
The fact that this bloke is nearing retirement, probably, and he's standing up.
Yeah.
Like, it says
it's no need to be a stubborn old bastard, though, when you've got a kid trying to learn the game.
Yeah, but
so
I'd stop bowling, though.
Huh?
If I was a seamer and a 50-year-old keeper was standing, I wouldn't bother. I'd give it up.
You might as well be an off-spinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get more of a gig off-spinning. You do.
As long as you bowl flat and straight, you sound.
Pretty much, yeah.
Chuckers,
yeah.
I'm guessing you probably run in at 100 mile an hour and you probably ran your mark out and the ball floats out.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, then fair play.
So what's the letter from his dad or something?
Oh, because he had to write a letter in order to get himself to this game because he missed a school open evening.
So, okay.
Yeah. So...
Oh, he said he had family commitments, but he won't play cricket for his club.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Respect
Fair
to the
play,
game.
Mate. Yeah, yeah. No, carry on.
But he's had to borrow a shirt from his mate. He hasn't got his own cricket shirt. So the keeper standing up sounds about right, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I like the way that he snuck in running out of batting partners, which suggests that you do bat down the order. I don't think you carried your bat, did you, Chuckers? And he could have tripled his batting average. which is probably three.
Yeah, to be fair, I think you said somewhere that there were proper seamen council pitches. Fair play to that keeper standing up, mate, on a council pitch. That's a good effort.
Should he buy himself a club shirt? I
think that's a given. Even if you're in the fifth team, you can't be wearing, you know, England's like test shirt from 2005,
the old Vodafone,
or a Durham shirt like some other twat I know. that is the standard, mate. You play for the club, you wear the club shirt.
Yeah, and hat as well. You cannot be bowling around in a TN hat like Phil.
Yeah, and you got to get some sweat on that early doors.
Hey, we've got baggy hats. We got proper.
I'm glad you finished that sentence, Phil.
Yeah, we've got baggy hats. I think it's very important, isn't it, to look the part. You know, if you're the less capable in the room, you best be the fucking best dressed.
Exactly.
You, really, that's what they say.
You must be fucking capable then, Phil. does he quit or does he move clubs?
Move clubs, because that old stubborn twat who won't go back to you ain't going to change, is he? So bugger him off.
Get in the gym, get in the nets all winter, and get that ball down at least 68 miles an hour.
Or at least turn it, for fuck's sake.
Or one or the other, or bowl, you know, good little off spin.
If a keeper's standing up, firstly, I'm beaming him if I've got the pace. If you try and beam him and it don't reach, then you might as well give up rather than quit.
Phil, what did you do when the keeper used to stand up to you?
Get very offended.
Yeah, chuck one down the leg side and blame it on him.
Yeah,
do you remember,
get
Phil,
very offended by it.
When I did that, I think at St Albans. What did you do?
They took a leg side stumping, Bill. I remember.
Chuck one down the leg side and see you later, son.
And then came out like Gazzaniga.
Bold P. Marsh, stumped P. Rowe.
I could only bowl fast for about two seasons. Then weight started to take over. You know, you hit about 22 and you start putting a rig on.
To be fair, Phil, I've seen you bowl some pretty tasty spells, actually.
In the nets.
Once or twice.
14 yards. I always used to get scared when you bowl, Phil.
In the nets?
Heads and toes, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
I'm scared of anyone who bowls off the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Which is horrible, isn't it? You don't know where the ball's gone, like where his feet are and everything, just all over the place.
And with a head like Philip Marsh. Anyone who bowls off the wrong dog in the nets when no one's policing those front foot no balls with a new pellet, two piece.
How bad, talking about front foot no balls, I don't think I'm that bad, but obviously pre-season's coming round soon. I think mine starts in January. How bad are some people's front foot? Some people bowl off about 17 yards, don't they? Nobody says anything. Guy's bowling about 80 miles an hour and he's coming in off 17 yards. It's just...
I always like when they do that and then one gets pumped back at them and they ain't got time to react. It doesn't happen often though, because most people bowl off 18 yards, can get it through, and especially in the winter nets where it flies. I don't know what yours are like, Phil.
Chingford's still lethal in January, Alf, with the moisture.
Mate, they're lethal all year. Oh yeah, the moisture
the
underfoot.
The last time
I
played in the nets was about 6-7 years ago. The surfaces are completely worn out. It must be down to concrete now, surely.
I think they repainted it.
No, but what about the surface of this? Because that was it was like Barbados, shiny. You see your face in it.
Oh, yeah. You can get a good... If you get the sidearm on that, oh, my God. It's sidearm, January, bit of moisture on the deck.
Cold and all.
Get Mo and Ali in there. Good luck. And
it's fucking lethal, Bill. Yeah. The amount of times my front foot went when I landed, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and you bowl fodder as well, so just trying to pound it back at you whilst you're on a deck.
We did have one guy, a Zimbabwean fella, used to rock up to... First winter nets in like December, January, whenever, and that is when the net used to get massive condensation on the floor. And he'd bowl two balls, then he'd bowl another one, and he'd absolutely go flying. His front foot would go, he'd be on the deck, never see him again until next winter. Turn up, same thing would happen.
Did he play outdoor cricket or was he a specialist?
No, he just came in for two nets and then left. Done.
I always wonder what happens to these people.
They go to another club, just like this guy's going to do. Chuckers is going to go to another club, realise he's shit there, and then move to the next one. And then eventually he'll look in the mirror and go, you know what, maybe it's me.
Or just play, what's the under-16s competition? Mobile, wasn't it? Mobile match play?
X-Factor.
Or Ravengers, whatever they call it now. Just go and be an alpha dog in the mobile team. The 16-year-old keeper's not going to stand up to you there.
You can still play in that, Bill, with those baby face looks.
If I have a shave, mate, yeah.
Bill, do you reckon you'll get a game in this season, or what? Are you not get itching for it? We're talking about it all the time.
Of what?
Nah, not really, actually, no. Cricket.
Snakes and ladders?
Not really. Listen, every time me and the boys all go out, we all think, we should maybe get like a little social side together, play like 5 games, some nice grounds, but it never happens.
You'd lose interest after fucking nicking off in the first over and then having to field.
But wouldn't you like to hear me moan again?
That's what we do this podcast for, Bill.
I suppose. Yeah, you're right. But
we need some more stories, though, don't we, Bill? I think you're going to have to at least turn up and shower after the game.
Turn up and shower after the game.
I'll just turn up in my dressing gown, my robe. Bring me loofah and my Radox foam burst. And
what's the best shower gel going around? Have we spoke about this?
No.
Foam burst, man.
Foam burst was a game changer back in the day. That was an absolute game changer.
Actually, no. As was what's the one that tingles your bollocks?
Minty balls. That's my favourite. Original sauce.
Yeah, original sauce.
Always a pound in boots.
Yeah, you got some game changers in the shower game. You've got minted sauce, and you've got the foam burst. That's a game changer.
I really like Dove, the sheer butter.
Someone's always got the Lynx flying around.
So, some of these kids nowadays are the youngsters. They don't shower, do they? Have you noticed that?
Mate, that's always been the case.
Has it really, though? No, I've always showered.
I don't think since
Fortnite's they go out, Phil, didn't they? I think this day and age, no one wants to hang around for a beer after the game. They go out, didn't they? They just get their bag, shake hands with the opposition, bag and that, straight in the car, they're going out, aren't they?
Skins on. I've seen someone go out fully under-armoured up.
Yeah.
60 overs in the dirt. Under Armour, straight on into Shoreditch.
Have you? Yeah. Yeah, that's good effort.
But yeah, showering. Shame, isn't it?
What other games? You seen anyone like have a bar of soap in the showers, Phil?
That's old school, isn't it?
I've picked a bar of soap up once in the showers.
We're not talking about when you've done time, mate.
I haven't done time.
Shaving? You don't see anyone shaving, do you?
No, not soap. And do you know what pisses me off, actually? I always bring shower gel because I like to be prepared,
yeah.
And nobody else does. I go through a fucking whole thing of shower gel every two weeks. It really gets me tits.
If you don't bring it, you ain't having a shower. You've got to have a shower of just water because no one else fucking brings it. And it's the same with sun cream. Team screen, factor 50. You probably don't use that though, Phil, do you?
No, I just get burnt, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not hot enough up here to wear it. Anyway, it's only hot for 3 days a year, so.
Yeah, melanoma don't exist up north.
You don't have to bother, mate. You don't have to bother.
Hair dryers, Phil? You got them in changing room?
Hair dryer in your bollocks? That's something you see.
Well, no, I was going purely old school and hair dryer for the hair, mate.
Do we have a hair dryer?
That's the only hair you got left, Bill, your bollocks.
Yeah, I'll take my hair off. I'll take it off while I go in the shower and put it back on again.
Yeah, you don't use hair dryers. Actually, Phil's used straighteners, isn't he? I'm sure it was Phil.
I have straightened my hair in the dressing room.
No, mate, that is not on in the dressing after room. Cricket. Yeah, I've seen it.
Phil, I was paying this fucking dodgy hairdresser a lot of money for my haircuts at the time, so I thought, well, I'm going to have to make it look as best I can.
Listen, mate, you've always said
where you're at, mate.
You've never had a good haircut since you've been down south, mate.
I haven't, Bill. I wish I could drive. I reckon you should just come up here and give me a special haircut January.
I'll tell you what.
One of those Thai ones, yeah?
I'll tell you what. We said we were going to do it at Christmas. It's a busy time, but January we will be coming out to Manchester.
After Cape Town.
Oh yeah, you're flying out of Cape Town, aren't you? Test match.
Yeah, I've got my whites. I'll be playing.
Oh mate, what a holiday, Alf! I didn't know that.
Yeah, it'll be shit.
No, will it? Fuck! It'll be the time of your life. Who are you going out with? Your dad?
No, 5 lads.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it could be chaos.
You will get murdered or arrested.
Hopefully.
Simple. What lads are you going out with? The Essex boys.
No. Guys who play for Chingford and a couple who don't play for Chingford.
Nice.
We went away last year, did the same thing, and watched the West Indies. So I imagine this one's a little bit more organised. So
you're making a bit of a regular thing, then, are you? Hopefully.
Yeah. Why not?
You have to invite me to next year's, Alf, and I'll need to break up.
No,
we're not.
We're going to skip next year.
Pakistan next year, Alf. We're all Pindi next year, mate.
So you won't let me do that.
Mate, that's one I'd love to go to Pakistan and watch Test cricket.
Hey, talking about Pakistan, so their top four all got tons the other day against Sri Lanka.
How do you know that? And you don't know about Bob Willis? So it's the second time we come back to this.
Selective reading.
Name their top four, Phil.
Name their top four.
Babar Ali. Rahal Mushtahal.
Number
two.
Did Babar Ali actually open the batting?
Abid Ali is the 30.
Abid
Ali is the 30-year-old, right? Where do they get these guys from, right? He's played two tests. He scored 300s.
Wow.
And he averages 200 with a, like, how? Where do they get him from? Fuck's
Babar
sake.
Azam, Shan Masood, Abid Ali, and Azhar Ali. You got 174 Abid Ali.
What about Babar Azam? Or is he five?
He got 100 not out.
He is some player. He's
best back foot drive.
Cover drive as well. Is.
Yeah. I mean, I know Sri Lanka aren't the best, but still, that's some good not. Oh, the first inning they failed, though. But, yeah, 555 for three decked.
If my missus got me a bat, I'd want it to be Babar Azam's, actually. My God, that thing flies.
Some of them Pakistani bats are awesome, though, mate. They
You've
are.
Had a few over the years, Phil, haven't you?
Yeah, a Malik. The Malik and the... What is it? The Ishan. The Ishan.
Yeah, and you got the...
And Phil, Phil had the SS. Didn't Phil have the Giorgio Romani?
Yeah, I had a Romani. That was a shit bat, mate. Yeah. I mean, that's another thing we've got to go through in the winter. Mine's from last year, isn't... I think it's on the way out, and my backup bat is already
as
out.
As is the geezer holding it.
I've got to go and buy a new one. But the thing is, if you don't... my mates always take the piss at me, the club, because I always say I want a pro bat, right? Because there is a massive difference if you get a bat off a pro for £200, you'd have to go to the shop and spend £500.
Yeah.
So it's really... Alfie, you're going to have to get me a bat off Dan or something, actually. That's a point.
But it's just wasted.
Spare bats.
Like, Ron Weasley could not use Harry Potter's wand. That's exactly what this situation is. He'd have no fucking idea what to do with it. And yeah, you're not even in Ron Weasley's category.
You've got a decent
You're Neville Longbottom.
Fuck it.
Sidekick. Yeah.
What are you saying, Bill? There's a massive difference between a pro bat and ones you get to the shops.
It's been a few years, mate, since I've...
A good bat.
I've had a bat. Although I did use for the game I played last year. I did use... Who's
mine?
It was yours. And whose bat was that?
It was mine.
Was that one of Dan's, was it?
Yeah.
Well, I got a few runs, mate, so it does make a
difference. Do you know the best bat I ever had was the one off Beth McGregor? It only died last year. The handle died last year. That was an absolute gun.
What was it? It must have been a size
like... Dan and Moore?
No, it was a GM, yeah. It was an amazing bat.
It would have been like...
What a waste.
That would have been a Harrow,
I paid her 100 quid for it as well. I gave her 100 quid for it, and it was like it was equivalent of a 700 quid bat. Everything you hit just pinged. And then it broke.
It don't matter when you windmill and get stumped first ball, does it? You could use a fucking bar of soap.
It had a decent edge on it, mate, I'll tell you.
Right, that's enough chat for this week. Guys, keep your reviews coming in. We wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm sure we'll be here soon in a new year to evaluate some of...
We'll have to do one when you get back from Cape Town.
Yeah.
Cape Town.
Yeah, that'd be epic. On a night out.
That means
get some of the lads on it.
That means I've got to operate all this equipment, Phil, and you got no chance of that. Absolutely no chance.
Phil, you're the tech man. Surely you can.
Be, but my laptop got stolen, didn't it?
Insurance not kicked in yet, Phil.
Do you know how much I got paid out by Works Insurance?
Go on.
£100.
Or at least that's next 2 months' rental.
£2,000 worth of clobber got nicked.
Is that
now
that's covered your clobber?
I got paid 100 quid. Shocking,
mate. No one's nicking that clobber. It's just shit. Anyway.
Right. Merry Christmas,
Thanks,
everyone.
Merry Christmas, guys. Have a good one.
Merry Christmas.